弟兄姊妹们晚安。
Good evening, brothers and sisters.
我们非常谢谢 worship team 还有令师姊妹刚刚的服侍。
We want to thank the worship team and humanity service.
我相信这两天神真的是亲自用他的同在来满足我们每一个人对他的渴慕。我想所有的讲员在我们里面都有一个共同的感受，就是我们是非常的有限。我们能说的，我们能做的，永远比不上圣灵能说、圣灵能做的。刚刚这首让我爱而不受感戴，是我年轻的时候，我常常一个人放的时候坐在旁边听着一条歌。
And this hymn that Sister Nancy just presented was something that I grew up with, but somebody played it for me when I was a kid.
尤其在我里面觉得很孤单、痛苦或受到委屈的时候。
Particularly when I feel like I'm alone and I am wrong.
我想到前人的脚踪，把他们那么美好的脚踪留给我们。
And I thought about the saints that were before me and how what a wonderful footprint.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主这两天把我们带到主的面前。
Again, we want to thank the Lord that these days He has brought us before Him.
今天早上被姊妹特别讲到，任何的聚会，我们的聚会最重要的一件事情是神的同在。
Sister Barker shared this morning that the most important thing of all of our gatherings is His presence.
我们所有的注意力要注意在主的同在上。
And our focus needs to be on the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，一个聚会没有主的同在，这个聚会就突然聚会了。
If a meeting without His presence, then it is a gathering in vain.
所以我们每一次来到主的面前，希望我们的心都预备好了，是要来朝见他。
So pray that every time we come before Him, we're ready to come and meet Him.
我们预备好了，要让主来对我们说话。
We're ready for Him to speak to us.
今天刘牧师也讲到，神给我们的是生命之道。
And Pastor Lil this afternoon also shared that.The words that He's given us are the words of life.
他把永远的生命给我们。
He's given us an eternal life.
他把永生的食物赐给我们。
And everlasting food was given to us.
然后他把我们的脚摆在永生的路上。
Place our feet on a life path.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们的生活太有福气了。
And our entire life is full of blessings.
不仅仅神永远跟我们同在。
And not only God Himself is always with us.
而在我们每一天的生活里面，我们都跟生命，而且是永远的生命发生关系。
But every single day of our life, we have something to do with life.
这次我们大会的主题是殷勤耕耘，欢呼收割。
And again, the theme of our conference is sow diligently and reap joyfully.
昨天晚上我们引用耶利米的呼召，他说要开垦你的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
And we used to call Jeremiah last night that plow your barren ground and do not sow among the thorns.
弟兄姊妹，我们有太多的未得之地。
There's so many land that we have not yet possessed.
我们有太多属灵的福气，我们还没有得着。
So much of the spiritual blessings that we have not yet laid hold of.
在我们个人的生命和生活里面，有太多的荒废之地。
In our personal life, in many areas in our life, there are a lot of barren land.
等着我们去开垦。
It's waiting for us to go and work the land.
等着我们去撒种。
It's waiting for us to go and sow the seed.
弟兄姊妹，不见得一定都是属灵的追求，也包括我们的生活。
They may not all be a spiritual pursuits, but also our everyday life.
我们要去开垦荒地。
We need to go and work the ground.
我们不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
Do not sow among the thorns.
昨天我们说过这两个提醒，一个是提醒叫我们不要白占地图。
And the two reminder one is that do not waste the ground that you possess.
不要白白拥有了一块地却是荒地。
And
you possess the
land that has never been worked. You wasted it.
另外一方面神说不要撒种在荆棘的里面。
Then the Lord says do not sow among the thorns.
所以不要白费功夫。
But do not waste your time.
有一天活要发现要来验收我们这一生所有的耕耘。
One day everything that you produce will be tried by fire.
那一天被火会烧掉的东西，我们希望今生先被烧掉。
The things that will be consumed by the fire on that day, we pray they will be consumed in this life.
让我们这个人受到警醒，而让我们剩下的余生，我们能够得着一些永恒的。
That we are reminded, and the remaining of our life, we may lay hold of the things that will last for eternity.
所有那天见神会被震动而挪去的东西。
And everything that will be shaken on the day that when we see God.
今天刘牧师读的希伯来书十二章，我们得的是一个不能震动的国。
And again, Pastor Lil spoke this morning on Hebrews chapter 12, that we've inherited a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
所有震动之后会被挪去的弟兄姊妹，我们希望今生就先被挪去。
Everything that can be removed after the shaking, we pray that we be removed now.
我们求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
尤其我们这次来的有很多的年轻的人。
Particularly, there are many young brothers and sisters who are here.
我们真的希望，如果我能够重新来过一遍，在你们的 age 的话。
And I'm thinking that if I could start over from your age.
虽然我不觉得我过去浪费了我的生命，但是我仍然会用一个更积极的方式来过我的生活。
Though I do not feel like I've wasted my life, but I feel that I would be more proactive.
年轻就是本钱哈。
You have a lot of potential.
有一个很有这个企业家已经赚了不少的钱。
There was a entrepreneur. He's already been accumulated a lot of wealth.
他自己盖了一个很好的房子。
So he built himself a very nice house.
然后他就找了一个这个庭院专家，还拿到博士学位的。
So he went to and
find a landscape expert.他说你可不可以帮我 design 一个花园是不需要 maintain 的，他自己就会 maintain。
So would you please design a garden for me that I don't have to maintain, it will take care of itself.
我永远可以享受，然后他自己会 take care of 自己。
I can always enjoy this wonderful garden, but it will take care of itself.
这个人到底是一个专家啊。
Indeed, this landscaper is an expert.
回答他四个字。
And he said these words.
No gardener, no garden.
There's no gardener, no garden.
你没有一个真正的园丁，就不可能有真正的花园。
If you do not have a gardener working a garden, then you won't have one.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们多么希望我们的生命里面真的是一个花园，是一个这么美丽的花园。
And how we all hope that in our life it is a beautiful garden.
但是我们要问说，到底我们有没有注意我们里面的荒地
？But we need to ask ourselves, are we pay attention to the grounds that are not work?
到底我们有没有花功夫在这里栽培，在这里？修造我们里面的花园。
And we have we spent the time to cultivate the garden that is within us.
昨天我们讲到耕种的两个最重要的原则。
And we talked about two most important principles concerning planting.
第一个。
The very first one.
种的是什么？收的就是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
第二个。
The second principle.
少种的少收，多种的多收。这话是真的？真的？这话是真的。
How much you sow is how much you will reap. This is true.
那我问，从昨天晚上听到现在，今天有真正撒种的，刻意去撒种的，请举手好不好
？I ask everybody who diligently went out and sowed the seeds since you heard the message last night, raise your hand.
You see, 我讲的是真的。
And what I said is true.
所以弟兄姊妹，你发现了没有？我们很多的时候在听到的时候，我们会感动。
You realize a lot of time when we hear the messages, we are moved.
我们会受到提醒。
We are reminded.
但是仇敌最大的诡计就是让我们不真正的去做它。
And the greatest plan of the enemy is that you will not go and put it to action.
你昨天不需要回到你太太面前像喝醉酒一样。
You did not have to go to your wife like you were drunk.
但是至少可以撒些种了。
But at least you could sow some seeds.
问你回去有没有不一样？回家撒种。要开垦你的荒地，不要撒种在荆棘中。
You need to work the ground and do not sow among the thorns.
种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
多种的多收，少种的少收。
The more you sow, the more you reap.
如果今天你花了一点时间到主的面前去亲近神。
If you spend a little more time and come and draw near to the Lord.
如果我们今天听了贝姊妹讲到，我们就那么单纯的说，聚会我要遇见耶稣。
And we hear what Sister Bosch shared this morning in our meetings, I need to meet Jesus.
昨天我说过，你种下渴慕就收到满足。
And yesterday I said that if you planted a desire, then you'll be satisfied.
种的是什么，收的就是什么。
What you sow is what you will reap.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必要得到饱足。
For those who hunger for righteousness, they will be satisfied.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Those who are pure in heart, they will see God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，希望我们接受这个挑战。
Dear brothers and sisters, I pray that we all receive this challenge.
人生如耕田
，Our life is like a field.
我们这一生就是带着我们田地里面的收成去见主的。
And at the conclusion of our life, we'll bring the produce of that land to see the Lord.
所以，我们的思想、我们的态度、我们的人际关系、我们所有的追求、所有的抉择。其实都是我们的种子。
Our thoughts, our attitudes, our relationship, all of our decisions, they are the results of what we planted.
你会发现当你种出去的时候，你真的就是会收回来。
You realize that whatever you sow is what you will get back.
你有没有注意到这两天很多弟兄姊妹会彼此问安？
You realize that these few days everybody's greeting one another?
你发现你问完安，对方也几乎都在问你。
And you realize that when you start greeting someone, everybody begins to greet you as well.
你才种下去，嘣就长出来了。
And what you have just sown, it just produced fruit.
弟兄姊妹啊，我们要起来好好的撒种。
We need to rise up and begin to plant.
昨天我们也简单的讲了一下哈，请弟兄帮我打那个图哈，一垒、二垒、三垒、四垒。
And again, we briefly went through the VIP model yesterday, base 1 through 4.
昨天我们种在第一垒，说怎么样子为神家多得到器皿。
We focused on base 1, how to lay hold of more vessels for God.
怎么样多得到一些真正重生得救的基督徒。
And how do we lay hold of Christians who are born again?
我们接着在这里管传全备的福音，所以昨天晚上的关键的字是全备的福音。
And the key word is the full gospel. Spread the full gospel.
今天晚上我们要来到让重生得救的基督徒。
And tonight we want to come to those who have been born again.
怎么样子能够成为一个爱主的基督徒，一个跟随主的门徒？
And how do they become a disciple, a committed Christian?
能够真正成为一个把自己献身给主的基督徒。
Someone who's really offered up their life to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们在这里要做的就是追求更深的生命。
And what we want to do is pursue a deeper life.
所以我们今天晚上有一个关键的 turn 叫做 deeper life.
So the key term this evening is the deeper life.
追求更深的生命。
Pursuing a deeper life.
弟兄姊妹，帮助我们长大成熟。
To help us to grow up and to be mature.
今天教会里面太多重生得救的 baby.
The church today has too many born again babies.
然后也有很多的教会因为追求事工而忽略了生命的建造。
And a lot of churches that pursue the ministry on the outside and neglected the building up of life.
所以学了很多治理教会或者教会成长的方法。
And they learn a lot of skills into how to minister the church.
这教会的人数增加得很快，可是生命成长得很慢。
So the number in the church grew rapidly, but the maturity of the life grew very slow.
然后没有多少年，教会就出了大的问题，因为人的生命没有被神改变。
And now after so many years has gone past, big problems start to arise because life hasn't been changed.
因为人生命里面的问题没有解决。
Because the root problem within our lives are not dealt with.
所以在教会的里面，就肉体碰肉体，就碰出了许多的火花来。
So in the church, the flesh wars against flesh, and many, many sparks.
我不晓得已经去过多少的教会，他们告诉我们，他们开长子会的时候是拍着桌子开的。
And I got to so many churches.And in their elders and deacon meetings, and when they have a meeting, they're slamming the table.
Oh, 每次听到这个东西，我心里面就痛苦。
And every time I hear such words, my heart aches.
这是神家，这是教会，这不是社会。
But this is God's house, this is the church, and it's not the world.
弟兄姊妹，我们的生命一定要被神改变。
Brothers, our life needs to be changed by the Lord.
我们的生命一定要被神洁净。
Our life needs to be purified by the Lord.
我们的生命一定要被神扩大而加深。
This life needs to be enlarged and deepened.
弟兄姊妹，让我们爱主的心是真实的。
That our love for the Lord is real.
我们不光年日增长，我们的生命也增长。
That we simply not grow day on to day, but our life is actually maturing.
当主耶稣增长的时候
，And when the Lord was actually growing up,
他的智慧、身量一起增长。
And His wisdom and His stature all both grew.
神和人喜爱他的心都一起增长。
And the love of man and God towards Him also grew.
所以今天晚上我们要讲一个生命的增长。
So we want to talk about the growth of life tonight.
我们怎么样从一类进到二类？
How do we go from the first base to second base?
弟兄姊妹，这是一辈子的事情。
And brothers, this is something that you learn for a lifetime.
就像你到最后回来变成有使命的工人。
Even when you come back to a minister.
我们仍然需要追求更深的生命。
And you still need to pursue a deeper life.
所以我们看下一章，好，我们简单的复习一下。
Look at the next slide, just a brief review.
所以一类是广传全备福音，得到重生的基督徒。
And again, the first phase is to spread the full gospel and lay hold of born again Christians.
第二类追求更深的生命，得到献身的基督徒。
And the second phase is lay hold of a deeper life and someone who's only offered up their life.
进到第三类，我们建立身体的侍奉，这是明天要讲的关键的词，讲到身体的侍奉。
And tomorrow we're going to focus on building up a bodily service, and the key term is bodily service.
得到成熟的基督徒。
Lay hold of mature Christians.
最后我们一起。在教会的你度量里面来彰显基督的荣耀。
And then lastly, in the high capacity of the church, that we will glorify the glory Jesus Christ.
所以每一类我们都要追求凡事长进。
So every single base, you realize that we have to pursue and we need to grow.
而且在每一个细节上，我们成全圣徒，各定其职。
And every specific base, we want to equip the saints that everybody are in the right position.
好，我必须把这个复习停在这，因为我有更重要的信息要讲。
This is the extent of my review, and I have to stop here.
那弟兄姊妹，今天晚上我们要再讲第二类最重要的事情。
And brothers, we're going to talk about the second base, which is very important.
跟我们在座的每一个人都发生的关系。
Again, it has to do with everyone that is sitting here.
主耶稣来不仅仅叫我们得生命。
The Lord Jesus came not only that we would have life.
要叫我们得更丰盛的生命。
The life more abundant.
刘牧师说他找遍了圣经里面，想听到主耶稣这条路是什么。
And Pastor Leo spoke this morning and said he looked through the scripture trying to find out what is this path.
他后来说在彼得前书里面，彼得后书里面找到的，我们明天交给刘牧师来讲。
He said he found it in 2 Peter and we'll let him talk about it tomorrow.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，其实主耶稣留给我们的路就是生命的路。
Brothers, actually the path that the Lord has given us is the path of life.
若有人要跟从我，
if anyone wants to follow me,
就当舍己背起他的十字架来跟从我。
He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
凡为我上吊生命的，必要得着生命。
He who gives up his life for my sake will lay hold of life.
凡为我的缘故上吊生命的，他要得着生命。 得到生命的他反而要丧掉生命。
And those who want to save their own life, they will lose their life.
对，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们要来讲得着丰盛生命的路到底在哪里。
And brothers, we want to talk about this pathway of laying hold of life.
我不是从彼得书信讲，我从圣经另外一个故事讲。
I'm not going to come from the epistles from Peter, but from a different story in the Bible.
我记得几年前有一天我那天我们大概因为太忙了，所以我带两个孩子去买便当。
A few years ago, because that particular day we were all very busy, so I took my sons and we went to buy some lunch.
记得那天当我们拿着便当盒从万家乡出来的时候。
And when we got the lunch boxes and we came out of the store,
我们看到一个美国老先生。
We saw an elderly gentleman.
就在那个餐厅的门口的那个大垃圾桶里面。
And right next to the garbage can by the restaurant.
他在里面翻东西捡东西吃。
He was digging through the garbage and looking for something to eat.
我们看了以后我口袋里面只有五块钱我就掏出来就拿去给这个老先生。
And all I had was $5 in my pocket. I took it out and I gave it to this elderly gentleman.
因为怎么样我不知道他生长的背景是什么。
But I do not know what is the background.
但是我知道他现在的光景是一个非常贫穷非常可怜非常孤单的人。
But I know that in the current situation, he is very impoverished and he is very alone.
我不晓得是不是因为他现在正在收他从前种的东西。
I don't know if he is reaping what he has sown in time past.
你看他关系到一个地步没有人管他了。
It got to the point where nobody really cared for him anymore.
你看他穷到一个地步他没有东西吃必须吃垃圾桶的东西。
And he was so poor and he had to go and find food in the garbage can.
但是这不是我举他例子的重点。
And this is not the reason why I use this as a point.
我要举这个重点的是说今天当我们在这里平平安安过日子的时候。
The example is that as we go through our life in peace,
其实就着肉身来说许多的人是活在饥饿里面。
And according to the flesh, many people are living in hunger.
他们有人做过一个调查就是说美国人这个调查也是好多年前我找不到他调查的年数。
And somebody has done a study many years ago.
他说美国人吃这个 fast food, 那个素食或是 junk food.
The average American, when it comes to consuming fast food,
这个每一个人对这个 junk food 的定义不一样。
And everybody's definition of what junk food is a little different.
爸爸妈妈定义的 junk food 可能是孩子你们最宝贝的 food.
And what parents deem as junk food is what the kids treasure the most.
But anyway, 他的统计资料说美国人吃 junk food 或是 fast food 的这个花的钱每一年花的钱。
And the study shows that the money that is spent on fast food,
是他们愿意拿出来帮助穷人或是喂养穷人所愿意花的钱的50倍。
And it's 50 times more than what they're willing to take out of their pocket to help those who are in need.
换句话说我们花了很多的钱很多的时间在这些 junk food 上面。
A lot of our time and our money is spent on junk food.
但是我们却没有拿钱去帮助那些人他们生命里面真正需要的食物。
Our money is not used to help those who really need food in their lives.
我把这个故事这个比喻搬到我们属灵上来。
I'll take the same example, put it in our spiritual application.
其实我们很典型的看自己不要管别人。
And don't look at the people around you, just look at ourselves.
你会发现说我这个人从早到晚或是我的人生我时间的使用资源的使用。
And you look at the allocation of your time and your resources from the beginning of the day to the end.
你会发现我们花在追求 junk food, 垃圾食物的时间远远超过吃属灵粮食的时间。
And you realize that the amount of time you spend on pursuing after junk food,far exceeds what you spend on spiritual food.
所以在我的纲要上我说这个世代是一个被遍地缺粮充满饥荒的世代。
And in my outline I stated that this is a generation, that is in famine worldwide.
因为神的儿女们其实现在在面临一个非常可怕而且真实的属灵粮食真实战那个争夺战。
And the children of God is facing a very critical stage of laying hold of real spiritual food.
圣经上讲到以赛亚书二十七章第三节
Isaiah chapter 27
我们每一个人有自己的园子
And we all have our own garden
圣经上也说到耶和华是看守葡萄园的
The Lord is the one who looks tends after the vineyard
他昼夜看守时刻浇灌免得什么他的圣经真的不熟
He watches it and tends it day and night
还好是我考你们不是刘牧师在考你们下一句是什么免得有人破坏
That someone would destroy
弟兄姊妹你发现有没有神对他的葡萄园都怎么样 时刻警醒啊，时刻浇灌。
And the Lord concerning His vineyard, He waters it all the time.
他昼夜看守，时刻浇灌。
He watches it day and night, and He
waters it. 免得有人破坏。
Lest someone would destroy it.
弟兄姊妹，然后你现在，我想讲一个小小的故事，在四世纪第六章。
And I'm going to tell you a story is in Judges chapter 16.
第六章。
Chapter 6.
你发现当以色列人当他们每一次种粮食的时候
The Israelites, whenever they went out and sown seeds,
圣经上说米甸人就像蝗虫一样多的无数来围困他们
And the Midianites, like the locusts, they would surround them.
他们圣经上讲的这么生动说他们几时种粮的时候
And the Bible is, depicts this picture that whenever they sown seeds,
米甸人就立刻来
The Midianites immediately showed up.
然后对着土产
Concerning what they have planted.
他们是完全破坏直到全境
And they would destroy till it's completely annihilated.
让以色列家一点粮食都剩不下来
That the house of Israel will have no food.
所以以色列人就变成极其穷困
So the Israelites are impoverished.
弟兄姊妹 我不知道今天晚上怎么去诉说我心里面这个负担
And I don't know how to really articulate the burden that is within me.
我觉得今天是一个大家心灵里面都常常被不满足所抓住的一个时代
And I feel that we're in a generation where we're often dissatisfied.
那个心灵的不满足你用属灵的话来说就是因为我们没有吃饱
And the spiritual dissatisfaction is that we're not fit.
我们可能花了很多的时间精力去吃 junk food.
And we probably spend a lot of energy and time to go consume junk food.
但是我们属灵生命所需要的粮食我们却得不着
But the spiritual life in us, we have not laid hold of anything.
好像我们每一次想要种粮的时候
Like every time we want to go and plant real food.
米甸人立刻来破坏
The Midianites come immediately.
你们有没有这样的经历
Have you had such an experience?
才想要读经，结果就电话就来了。
I want to read the Bible, all of a sudden the phone rings.
好不容易下定心智说一月一号开始，我每一天一定要读三章圣经。
And I said within my mind that starting January 1st, each day I'm going to read three chapters.
然后一月一号你就感冒了。
And January 1st, you got sick.
然后或是突然一个家人从远地来。
Or somebody comes and visits you from afar.
或是你们全家出去玩了，累了。
Or your entire family goes on vacation.
好像有很多的事情你觉得是巧合，觉得这是生活的事。
And many things you think, well, there's just circumstances.
你就发现每一次当你想要种粮的时候。
You realize every time you want to plant some spiritual food.
仇敌就来了。
And the enemy shows up.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是一个诡计。
And this is a trickery.
当你真正想在这里读主的话，想要听主对你说话。
When you really want to study the Bible and hear God's voice.
米甸人跑来。
The Midianites showed up.
借着外面环境的打岔。
Through the interruption of the circumstances.
而且很可能借着我们就去看电脑去了。
All of a sudden, we go and start working on our computers.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个米甸人在这里抢粮食的时代。
Again, this is the time where the Midianites are actually robbing our food.
我跟你说，你坐在电脑面前，如果只是收集资料的话，米甸人还不太管你。
And I tell you, if you're really in front of a computer just gathering information, he doesn't really care about you.
当你真正要去为神家得粮的时候
，And when you really want to go and lay hold of food for God's house,
当你真正是跪到宝座前，而不是跪到电脑前的时候
，When you're kneeling before the throne of God and not merely in front of a computer,
你就发现仇敌来打岔。
And you realize that the enemy will come and interrupt you.
今天传道人的危机
and the critical
今天带领查经人的危机就是我们都常常跑到电脑前而不是跑到诗恩宝座前
The danger for those who are leading Bible study oftentimes that they go in front of the computer not instead of going to the throne of God.
我们不是在主的面前祷告听主对我们说话
We're not praying and listening to the voice of God.
我们喜欢看电脑
And we want to go and just search the
computer. 弟兄姊妹，所以我说这是一个属灵粮食的争夺战
And again, this is a time where the spiritual food is being fought.
这是第一方面
And this is the very first point.
为什么我们贫穷?
And why are we in poverty?
为什么我们常常饥饿?
And why is it that we're starving?
为什么神家缺粮?
Why is it that the house of God has no food?
原来我说常常到各地的教会包括在中国。
And forgive me for saying this, every church that I go, including the churches in China.
弟兄姊妹常常听见弟兄姊妹叫饿的声音。
And the outcry of spiritually hungry.
就是如果你们有机会像我们传道人一样真的去深入到教会的话
If you really have the opportunity like the preachers to really go into these churches
你决定听得到这种呼声
You will hear these outcries.
弟兄姊妹说我们没有东西吃
And they said we have nothing to eat.
我们需要粮食
We need food.
弟兄姊妹这是一个属灵粮食争夺战的时代
Again it's a time where the spiritual food is being fought for.
一方面讲到米甸人的存在
It talks about the existence of these Midianites.
他是刻意的有计划的 的全面的要来破坏我们得粮的生活。
They are determined, they have a plan to ruin your process of laying hold spiritual food.
而第二件危机
,and the second critical point,
在这个列王记下第四章那里记载到一个故事。
2 Kings chapter 4, a story was mentioned.
当全地饥荒的时候
and the whole earth was in famine.
以利沙的仆人煮了一锅汤
Elijah's servant made a stew.
这个汤本身 还没出什么问题
The stew itself originally was okay.
后来他们去野地里面因为缺少东西在汤里面
and Because they don't have enough sustenance in the stew.
所以他们到野地里面看到野瓜藤就摘了一些下来
So they saw a wild vine and they go and took something from it.
丢到坑里面
and they threw it in the stew.
当门徒们一吃的时候都中毒了
and the servants, they ate the stew, they all got sick.
他们在那里喊说汤里面有致死的毒物
and they said there's poison in the stew.
然后圣经上说因为他们不知道那是什么
and because they did not know what it was.
弟兄姊妹你说这是不是这个世代属灵粮食的第二个大的危机
and the second danger point of what this generation is facing now.
神的儿女们到处去摘野瓜藤吃
The children of God are going all over the place looking for wild food.
甚至抓到一个地步说根本不知道是什么
A wild vine, they do not even know what they have laid hold of.
但是结果却是中毒了
But yet they were poisoned.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是这个世代的危机。你看多少的异端在盛行
，and there's so many cults that are moving these days。
多少似是而非的教训掺杂在引用圣经的时候
，so many teachings that are half truth that are biblically based。
我记得我去年年初跟弟兄姊妹讲，美国有一个 Dr. Campbell。
And I remember last year, beginning of the year, I told everyone in America there was a Dr. Campbell.
他搞 family radio 搞了几十年了。
He's done many, many years of family radio.
他现在居然起来说现在教会时代已经过去了不要去教会。
And he's now risen up and say, the time of the church has passed. Do not go and attend church anymore.
在家听他收音机就可以了。
Just stay home and listen to my broadcast.
因为这边他不光影响美国他的信息在中国都翻译出来了。
He did not only influence the churches here in America, but they were translated in China as well.
我跟你说我们中间没有几个人圣经可以跟他比的。
I'll bet you,I'll tell you, not too many people here can compete with him concerning the word of God.
你问他任何问题，他引经据典，马上翻给你看。
Every single question you ask him, he will flip to the scripture and answer you.
但是弟兄姊妹，这野瓜藤叫神儿女们中毒。
Run such as these wild vines has caused the people of God to be poisoned.
我也跟你们说过，有一次我去参加一个聚会。
And I told you one time I went to a particular service.
我有东西要 copy, 我就拿他们的 copy machine.
I had something that needs to make copies, and I went to use the copy machine.
Copy machine 前面的那个人留下了他的这个原稿在那里。
And the person before me left his original document there.
我一看他那天晚上要带着聚会的讲义是教人如何说预言。
And I looked at the outline that he had. It was how to teach someone to speak in tongues.
我就好奇地看了一下，他说就像你学骑脚踏车一样，开头总会摔跤的，多摔几次就好了。
And I looked at the outline. He says just like riding a bicycle. You're always going to stumble and fall. After you fall a few times, it'll be okay.
弟兄姊妹，野瓜藤啊。
But these are wild vines.
中毒致命的东西、啊、
These things that will cost you your life.
你去读生命记读利未记这些假先知是拿石头砸死的哪里有试试看的
And look at Deuteronomy. These false prophets, they are being stoned.
弟兄姊妹啊我们在主的面前我们真的求主帮助我们今天多少人上网路去找资料
Friends, there's just so many people go online to look for information.
我记得上礼拜在教会我说十几年前我进中国的时候多少传道人跟我说我们缺少材料请你给我们
And over a decade ago I go into China many pastors says we're missing material we don't have enough material please provide us with some material
现在我们进去没有人要了
Now nobody wants them anymore
因为网络上印出来的看不完了
And they can print out enough stuff from online that they can't read it
但是弟兄姊妹里面多少可能 有致命的毒物在里面
There may be so many things so many articles that will cause some spiritual death
神的儿女们不知道分辨抓来就用
And brothers and sisters do not know howDiscern, they lay hold of it and they use it.
抓来就丢到汤里面去带小组查经去了。
And they lay hold of it and they threw it in the stew and they come and lead a small group Bible study.
成功神学混在里面。
And the theology of success is mingled within the study.
教你讲方言，教你讲预言，都混在里面。
Teaching you how to speak in tongues, how to speak in how to prophesy.
教你怎么样重视自己的恩赐的发挥。弟兄姊妹，我不是说这些东西都是全错，你要小心的。
How to focus on the exaltation of your own gifts. I'm not saying these are all wrong.
弟兄姊妹这是这个时代的另外一个危机。
But this is a danger point of this generation.
中国话叫做饥不择食。试试看。Nothing to do with chicken.
I can't do it.
就饿到一个地步，就是有什么吃什么。
And they're so hungry, they will eat whatever they can lay hold of.
这就是伊丽莎的时代，到旷野里面去抓了野瓜藤就丢下去，不知道是什么就煮给人吃。
This is the time of Elijah. They do not know what they're laying hold of. They grab it, they just feed it to someone.
弟兄姊妹，我们求神保守我们上电脑的时候，看资料的时候，懂得分辨。
And we ask the Lord to help us when we go online to actually do some search, so we have some discernment.
要好好先读主的话。
Read the word of God diligently.
第三个危机。
And the third danger point.
为什么我们没有粮食？
Why is it that we have no food?
为什么神家缺粮？
Why is it that in the house of God there's not enough food?
昨天我们已经讲过了。
We talked about it yesterday.
路加福音第八章、马太福音十三章都讲到撒种的比喻，讲到荆棘把它给挤住了。
Luke chapter 8 and Matthew chapter 13 both says that the thorns have choked it.
让它结不出成熟的籽粒来。
That it cannot bear fully mature fruit.
请弟兄姊妹注意哈，落在荆棘里面已经是主耶稣讲的这四种种子的比喻里面算是第三好的，第二好的了。
And of the parable that the Lord gave concerning the sowing of these seeds, this is the second best.
第一种是落在路旁飞鸟立刻吃掉了。
And the very first one, the seeds are sown on the roadside and the birds consumed it immediately.
主的话一点都不留下来的。
The word of God was not left over.
你现在在这里听到。
You're here listening.
居然会出去风一吹看看星星全部忘光光。
You go out the meeting, the wind blows, you look at the stars, you forgot everything.
别人问你说余弟兄刚才讲什么。
And somebody asked you, what did brother you just talk about?
我只记得他讲过一个 chicken.
And I remember he just said something about a chicken.
其他都忘记了。
And I forgot everything else.
弟兄姊妹啊，那个因为那是垃圾，鸟不吃，鸟只吃真粮食。
Friends, because that's garbage. Birds don't go after garbage.
所以一下子吃掉了。
So immediately it's gone.
第二种是土浅石头地上。
And the second type is the ground is very shallow.
土鸡不根发苗最快，日头一晒，因为没有根，立刻枯干。
The seeds rooted, but because of the beating of the sun and there's not insufficient ground, then it just dried up.
中国话被姊妹听过吗？夭寿。夭寿，中途就死掉了。
And it died in the middle of its growth.
台湾话，对不起。因为他今天早上讲台湾话，我真佩服他。他没要供，这叫腰瘦哈，长不出来就死了。
And this is what we talk about half growth is barely budding and is dying.
落在荆棘里已经算不错了。
And those who have fallen among the thorns is actually pretty good already.
至少长了。
At least it grew.
甚至长到一个地步开花结果了。
And to the point it actually blossomed and start to bear fruit.
只是因为这个私欲钱财的迷惑今生的私欲和各样别的私欲进来把它给挤住了。
And because of the temptation and the lust within the person that has choked it.
然后说让它结不出成熟的籽粒来。
That it cannot bear these fruits to full maturity.
Not eatable.
They are not edible.
没有办法吃的。
You cannot consume it.
根本没办法吃的。
You can't eat it.
有那个样子，但是没办法吃的。
It has the form, but you can't eat it.
有那个样子，但是收不到仓里面来的。
It has the form, but you can't put it in your storehouse.
所以这么多长在荆棘里面的东西，仓库还是空的，因为收不进来。
And all those things are grown among the thorns because you can't harvest it and put it in your storehouse.
弟兄姊妹，你说像不像今天这个时代的教会？
And I ask you, is it like the church of this time and age?
到处有人在那里带聚会，讲到查经训练会。
A lot of people are conducting trainings, leading Bible studies and speaking.
但是我们真的需要真的粮食能够出来。
And we need real food to come out.
能够被收在仓里面的。
Those things that can't actually be put in the storehouse.
所以在伊丽莎的时代也发生过同样的事情。
And in Elijah's time it happens the same thing.
耶利哥水恶劣。
And Jericho had a very bad water condition.
土产不熟而落。
And so again, the fruits were not able to grow into maturity and they fall.
它长了是长出东西来了。
They grew, something actually grew.
但是在没有熟的时候砰掉下来了。
But before it's actually fully mature, it just fell off the tree.
不能吃。
And you can't eat it.
哎呀弟兄姊妹啊，我们真的讲这些东西实在是心里面着急啊。
And I speak of these things, my heart is weary.
这个时代是一个缺粮的时代。
And this is the time where food is lacking.
所以许多的神儿女们生命会软弱。
The reason why many children of God, their life are weak.
很多的神儿女们来到教会以后，你们得不到喂养，得不到饱足。
They come to the church, they cannot be fed, they're not satisfied.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的求神帮助我们，让我们来追求更深的生命。
We ask the Lord to help us to really be able to pursue a deeper life.
明明神给我们的是天上各样属灵的福气。
And God has given us all the blessings in the heavenly places.
明明神赐给我们的是永远的生命，永远的粮食。
Given us an eternal life, an eternal food.
我们 不应该再贫穷。
We should not be impoverished.
就像一个乞丐当了几十年的乞丐。
Just like a beggar who's been begging for a number, all his life.
后来有一个人发现到他手上拿的碗居然是价值连城的古董。
And then somebody told him one day that the bowl that you're holding in your hand is actually, an antique.
拥有这么丰富的产业却一辈子活在乞丐活在贫穷里面。
You have such wealth in your hand, yet you're living in poverty.
今天我们从前的人没有圣经，今天每一个人手上都有圣经。
In time past, now everyone can get a hold of a Bible. Now everybody has a Bible in their hand.
因为这么无价之宝啊。
And this is priceless.
贫穷是我们的问题。
And if you are still poor, it is your problem.
不是无价之宝出了问题。
It's not that this priceless, treasure has a problem.
这个刘牧师今天下午特别讲到，今天也特别讲到圣经的宝贝。
And Pastor Leo this afternoon also talked about how precious is the Word of God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以今天晚上我用约瑟讲这个例子。
So brothers and sisters, this evening I want to use Joseph to set the example.
因为在约瑟的时代，全地荒凉。
Because in his time, the entire land was in famine.
我给你们的那个纲要上面有列了一些的经文哈，他说当时饥荒遍满天下。
And the scripture that I quoted, the face of the earth was covered with famine.
创世纪四十一章，他们根本就忘记了从前曾经丰收过。
In Genesis chapter 21, they forgot the days of plenty.
全地被饥荒所灭。
And the land was depleted by famine.
弟兄姊妹，那是一个非常非常可怕的饥荒。
It's a very dreadful famine.
但是感谢神。
And we thank God.
在饥荒来到之前。
So before this famine actually showed up.
神得着了约瑟。
God got hold of Joseph.
神得到了一个对的器皿。
He got hold of a right vessel.
神得到了一个有智慧、有意象、有行动的一个器皿。
A vessel that is wise, that has a purpose, and that has a vision.
他看见了饥荒要来临。
He saw that the famine is coming.
他自己起来，全力的也带动着众人起来存粮。
So he rose up and moved the entire people to store the food.
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信我们前面还有更可怕的饥荒要临到。
And I know the more dreadful famine that will show up before.
虽然现在的资讯真的是发达的不得了。
And yes, we can the news travel very fast nowadays.
你看刘牧师今天讲说，彼得后书他有六十讲，前书是吧？前书有六十讲，后书。
And Pastor Liu says that in 2 Peter he has 60 messages.
然后讲生命敬虔又有60讲。
And talking about a deeper life, there's another 60 messages.
想要的请举手。
Everybody who wants one, raise your hand.
真正会60卷都听完的请举手。
Everybody who will listen to all 60.
我你可是讲真的，再举一次我要看到，把它录起来。
I want to see your hand.
弟兄姊妹啊，你就晓得这个时代挑战多大啊。
You know how, the challenge that we face in our generation.
我们看起来很多东西。
It looks like we have a lot of stuff.
但是我们需要一些东西是真正能够把我们个人、把整个教会、把整个神儿女们能够 build up 起来的信息和生命质量。
But we need the message and the spiritual food that's going to be able to build up individuals and the church as a whole.
所以这个真雄弟兄在这里哈，我以前说他讲过一句外行话。
And Uncle Ben has said these words before.
有一次他说啊。你讲到还要预备的。
And he said, when you speak, you have to prepare.
啊，我以为你站上去就可以讲了。
I thought you go up there and you can say it.
我说这是外行话。
And I said, this is somebody who's an outsider would say such words.
论卖房子我讲不过他。
And when it talks about real estate, I cannot.
因为他经验很多。
He has a lot more experience than I do.
但是弟兄姊妹讲到其实真的是要传到人的命。
And I tell you, speaking takes your life.
我为什么到现在有时候讲到前还会拉肚子呢
？And a lot of times before I get up here and speak, I will have an upset stomach.
就有时候有个负担很强，就怕自己讲不出来。
And there's a very very strong burden. I worry that I can't pass it on.
很多的时候趴在主面前是几个小时，不知道怎么去发表里面的负担。
A lot of time I'm on the floor prostrating before the Lord. I don't know how to express this burden that the Lord has given me.
因为这边这是一个缺粮的时代。
And this is the time where spiritual food
is lacking. 然后我们自己里面也都充满了贫穷。
And we are impoverished ourselves.
我们怎么样子去面对这个饥荒的时代
？How do we face this time of famine?
就约瑟起来。
So Joseph rose up.
他让所有的人各城都要起来积粮。
That every city will rise up and store food.
为了要应付那个荒凉。
To take care of that famine.
所以他说要叫各城周围田地的粮食都要积蓄在本城里。
He says, gather up all the food in the city.
弟兄姊妹，这就说到每一个家庭、每一个小组、每一个教会 都有这个责任。
That means every family, every small group, every church has this responsibility.
啊，你们不管是哪一个小组
，It doesn't matter which small group,
都有责任在这个小组的里面要为神家储蓄粮食。
You have a responsibility to store up food for the church of God.
我也很感谢主，我已经好一段时间没有听见弟兄姊妹来跟我抱怨说小组里面得不到供应了。
I praise God that for a long time that I haven't heard a complaint that I couldn't get a hold of anything in my small group.
弟兄姊妹，我们个人是这样，要自己要积粮。
Individually, we need to be this way and we need to accumulate food.
家庭要积粮。
In your families, you need to do so.
小组团契要有粮食。
In your small group and fellowship, you need to have food.
教会要有粮食。
The church needs to have food.
人来不是参加教会的活动。
Now, people come not to attend a particular activity.
人需要遇见耶稣。
People want to meet the Lord.
人的心灵需要满足。
Their heart needs to be satisfied.
人的生命需要被改变。
Their life needs to be transformed.
人需要被喂养，需要得到力量。
And people need to be fed so they may be strengthened.
可以起来走路，可以起来征战。
They may rise up and walk and do battle.
所以我接着这个刘牧师讲的，然后我也接着这个约瑟所做的，我稍微交通一点点，我们到底怎么样子成为一个有积粮的人。
And I want to follow the sharing from Pastor Leo and from Joseph, the example of Joseph, how do we accumulate food in our life?
我提四个小点。
And four small points.
第一件事情
，the very first one，
我们需要爱慕主的话。
When we need to love the word of God，
我们请弟兄为我打一节经文出来。
And I ask the brothers，
耶利米书十五章十六节，耶利米说：“耶和华万军之神啊，我得着你的言语，就把它当作食物吃了。”
Jeremiah 15:16 says, "When your words came, I ate them."
他说：“因为你的言语，这个你的言语是我心中的欢喜快乐。”
They were my joy and my heart's delight.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要把主的话真正当作我们生命的粮食。
We need to treat the word of God as our spiritual food.
有时候儿子们居然会累得回到家肚子饿的时候。
And a lot of times when my sons when they come home from a service and they're tired and they're hungry.
他妈妈说，哎，我帮你做点宵夜。哇，你看儿子的表情都不一样。
And the mom says, okay, let me make you some food. And all of a sudden the countenance changed.
他们都很兴奋，然后吃到很快乐。
And they're very excited, and they just, you know, had a great time eating it.
都不晓得晚饭跑到哪里去了。
And we don't know what their dinner went.
他们非常的喜乐，能够吃到晚上又吃到一顿，以后睡觉。
And they're really excited that they could have another meal before they go to bed.
弟兄姊妹，耶利米对神的话就是这种态度。
Jeremiah had the same attitude towards the word of God.
他一得到主的话，就把它当作食物吃了。
He lay hold of the word of God and he ate it.
那大卫更不得了，他爱慕主的话爱慕到心碎，我不敢举他的例子。
David loved the word to the point where his heart was broken. I dare not use that example.
因为我们差远了。
And we're still far from it.
但是至少能够像耶利米一样把它当食物来宝贝。
But at least like Jeremiah that we were treasuring like real food.
所以彼得前书第二章彼得也劝我们要爱慕灵来像财生的婴孩。
And first Peter encourages us to love the word of God like a spiritual milk.
还在喂奶的爸爸妈妈都知道，这个小 baby 是经不起饿的。
For a baby, you know, every parent that is still nursing their baby, you know that they cannot suffer hunger for a long time.
他一饿，他管你是谁。
And whenever he's hungry, then he doesn't really care who you are.
哭啊叫啊
，and he just start crying and start screaming.
因为他需要。
Because he has a need.
那么第一件事情我们要学习爱慕。
And the very first thing we need to love.
我是觉得今天我们对那个一天不读经里面没有那种舍不得那种。好像少了什么的感觉。
We don't have that sense of I'm missing something if I didn't read the word of God today.
我们前辈们是说没有早饭不读圣经。No Bible, no breakfast.
Yeah, the saints before us, oftentimes they would say that no Bible, no breakfast.
今天就算我们做不到那一步。
And even though we can't do that for ourselves.
但是我希望我们都有一个操练，就是觉得我如果今天没有读过主的话，我里面觉得若有失。
And I hope that everybody would begin to practice it. If I did not come to the Word of God today, I would have a sense of loss inside.
真的爱慕读主的话。
I really love reading the Word of God.
这个有一个人叫 Mary Jones 一个年轻的小女孩。
It was a young girl by the name of Mary Jones.
她非常渴慕能够拥有一本圣经。
And she always wanted to have her own copy of the Bible.
但是在她所住的 town 里面没有一个人有圣经。
But in the town that she lived, nobody had a Bible.
结果他后来打听知道离他家25 mile 在另外一个town里面有一个牧师他有两本。
And she heard that two 20 miles away, there was a pastor who had two copies of the Bible.
然后那个时候的圣经一本，那是200年前哈，他的圣经一本是 20 cents.
And 200 years ago, each copy of the Bible was 20 cents.
所以这个小女孩就开始打工，打了五年，省下了 20 cents.
So this little girl started working and she saved up enough money, in 5 years, 20 cents.
然后走了25迈到那个牧师那里去。
And she walked 25 miles to that pastor's house.
请求他把那一本卖给他。
And she begged the pastor to sell her
the Bible. 那个牧师非常感动，把他第二本圣经送给了他。
And the pastor was so moved, he just gave her the Bible.
然后那小女孩高兴得不得了。
The little girl was so excited.
这件事情传出来。
And the story was passed out.
那有几个做生意的弟兄们。
And a lot of, there's some brothers who are businessmen.
非常感动。
And they were so moved.
他们就成立了英国圣经公会在1804年。
In 1804, they established the, a committee for the Bible.
啊，弟兄姊妹，到今天为止，这个圣经的译本都是今天刘牧师说已经到2300种啊。
And there is a 2300 different version of the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，一个小女孩子，你发现她这么爱慕神的话。
And this little girl, she really loves the Word of God.
她愿意省吃俭用，愿意花最大的代价，为了要拥有神的话。
She saves and give up a lot of things so she could have the Word of God.
这个。以前有一个这个一对夫妻，两个感情蛮好的。
And there was a couple who had a very good relationship.
到了年纪大的时候，这个丈夫先走了。
And when they got to when they were advanced in age, the brother went to see the Lord.
这个太太想丈夫想到一个地步呢，她突然做了一件事。
And the wife was missing her husband so much, she did this thing.
她就把她年轻的时候她先生追她的情书，按照顺序一天寄一封。
And she took all the letters that, the love letters that she received from her husband, and she sent out these letters, chronologically from the first one that she received.
从此以后她每一天都像小女孩谈恋爱的女孩在盼望邮差来。
So every day she began to pan for the letter that would show up, the ones that she sent.
当她收到的时候她就在那里回想当时她先生写给她。
And when she got hold of those love letters, she begins to,think about the days when she actually got those letters.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个爱慕。
And this is a longing.
这是一个心灵的一个深交，一个需要，一个渴慕。
And this is a longing from the fellowship from the depth of our heart.
那我真的巴不得我们每一个人对主的话，你就算再忙再不可能，我们每一天都不要断掉主的话。
And I pray that concerning the word of God, no matter how busy we are, we will not.Have a pause in reading His Word.
第二件事情，勤读主的话。
And be diligent in reading God's Word.
我们在这里讲是殷勤耕耘。
And we talk about sowing diligently.
多种的多收，少种的少收。
The more you sow, the more you'll reap.
哥罗西书三章十六节说要用各样的智慧。
Colossians 3.
哥罗西书三章十六节说当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里面。
In all manner of wisdom, store up the word of God within our heart.
哎呀弟兄姊妹要用各样的智慧哈。
Whatever wisdom, whatever means possible.
能够把主的话藏起来。
To store up the word of God.
我记得这个神保罗牧师他以前讲说他非常非常羡慕 Campbell Morgan 能够把圣经读这么少。
Brotherson actually said that he really admired how Campbell Morgan studied the Word of God so well.
所以他自己也是每天早晨一大清早天还没有亮他就起来。
So every day before the sun even rises, he will get up.
他说有时候他因为又很穷哈，舍不得开灯啊，所以他常常就在月光或者早晨那个月光底下他就在那里看圣经。
A lot of times he was very poor, he didn't want to turn on the light, so he would read his Bible under the moonlight.
刘牧师这次来你没有注意到他圣经是很少需要翻的。
And Pastor Liu, he doesn't really have to flip the Bible very often.
你就晓得我们在圣经上下光就下功夫先不讲别的光就下功夫来说我们已经是一代不如一代了。
Concerning being diligent, concerning the word of God, every generation cannot compete with the one before.
那我们可能说，因为我们这个世代太忙了，不像他们。
And perhaps we say that in our generation we're just too busy, we're not like them.
我记得我曾经讲过一个故事，是那个叫 William Harrison.
And I spoke of a story one time, a person by the name of William Harrison.
这个人是西点军校的高材生。
And he was top of his class in West Point.
然后在他的这个70年的这个军容生活里面
，in the 70 days of his military life,
70 years, 74年
70 years of his military life.
他后来一直当在二次世界大战里面他是得奖最多的一个军官。
And the Second World War, he was the most dedicated, most honored soldier.
然后也是韩战结束的时候美方派出来的首席代表。
And he was also the representative that was sent from the United States during the Vietnam War.
就我们的弟兄从西点军校开始。
Our brothers started from West Point.
他每一年旧约一遍新约三遍。
And every year, the Old Testament...
新约四遍对不起。
Every year, the Old Testament, he would read it once through, and then the New Testament four times.
所以在他的70年的军事里面，他从来没有停下来读经。
In 70 years, he's never stopped reading the Word of God.
他每一天再忙、再危险、再多的征战，他一定读圣经。
Every single day, no matter how busy he is, how dangerous the day might be, he would read the Word of God.
所以他旧约读了70遍，新约读了280遍。
So the Old Testament, he's read it 70 times, the New Testament 280 times.
所以弟兄姊妹光就的殷勤来说
Just concerning diligence
那我是觉得我们需要在主的面前求神帮助我们我觉得我们这个殷勤不够
I think we need the Lord to help us because we're not diligent enough
虽然我们没有办法就像他们可能做的这么多好像黎弟兄是一个月读一遍新约的
And we cannot do it as much as they could like Brother Washmany we read the New Testament once a month
但是我可不可以请求弟兄姊妹答应一件事情一天至少一章好不好
And ask brother and sister pleaseGuarantee me that you will read at least one chapter a day.
至少一章，让神有机会对我们说话。
At the very minimum, one chapter a day that God may have a chance to speak.
我有一天看到一个这个英国生物学家他做的报道。
And I read an article from a biologist from England.
他说我们这样一磅的这个蜂蜜啊
，and a pound of honey.
他说你知道是这个蜜蜂哈，它需要去从62000朵花里面采出来的。
And the bee needs to go and accumulate.From 60,000 flowers,
62,000
flowers
里面拿出来的
to generate 1 pound of honey.
然后他需要那个 visit 那个 flowers 270,000
次，
就是要不同的蜜蜂去 visit.
Different bees needs to go visit flowers 2.7 million times.
这样来回来回来回，你把它距离加起来，他们等于飞了5 million miles.
And you,
500万 mile.
and you add up the distance that they've flown is 5 million miles.
哎，我们平常吃蜂蜜根本都没管这些事啊。
And we eat honey, we don't really care about that.
500万 mile, 你知道到地球多少遍了吗
？500 miles, you know how many times is that around?
哎，我们中间的年轻人，我考考你们，地球赤道一圈多少
？And what is this, the circumference of the?
谁快睡着了？回答我。
The Earth.
绕一圈多少
？What's the distance?
25,000 mile 左右。所以你500万迈是多少钱
？5 million.
等于绕地球200次了。
And you're going around the earth 200 times.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，为了一磅的蜂蜜呀
，For the sake of a pound of honey，
你就知道蜜蜂多殷勤了。
And you begin to realize how diligent they are.
那今天神家属灵的粮食，我们真的需要花功夫啊。
Concerning the spiritual food in God's house, we needed labor.
讲到殷勤
and talk about being diligent.
所以很多人这个没有好好读经、很多人就说他后来、有一个人说他做梦梦到有一天突然打开圣经发现圣经是白的
and somebody who did not study the Bible well one day he had a dream he opened up the Bible and it was blank
他以为那一页是正好白的就翻别页发现别页是白的
he thought maybe that page was particularly blank and
然后他发现每一页都是白的
and he discovered the entire book was blank
哎呀他就吓醒了
and then he woke up and he was frightened
从那天开始他每天好好读圣经
from that day on he read the Bible well every day
你不见得做一样的梦我在我们教会里面曾经有过两个姊妹来跟我讲
And you may not have similar dreams But in our church there were two particular sisters that came and told me
但是我们教会也有每一年读经计划
And we have an annual reading schedule
我不告诉你们她是谁
I won't tell you who these sisters are
她说她那一阵子正好读经落下了
And at that particular time she was particularly slacking concerning
然后她半夜做梦就梦到我在问她
So one night she had a dream that I came and asked her
我不晓得为什么要挑上我
I don't know why she would pick me
然后另外一个姊妹呢
Another sister
她说她那一阵子正在减肥
She said that time she was trying to lose some weight
她说她那一天呢做梦梦到她才拉开冰箱的时候
And she had a dream that she opened the fridge
突然看见我在看她
And she saw that I was in the fridge looking back at her
我不晓得为什么给你们是这种印象、
I don't know why I give you such an impression
但是如果能够帮助你好好读经或帮助你减肥我也愿意了
But if I can help you read the Bible well or lose some weight, I'm willing.
啊，能够梦到主是更好了。
If you could dream that it was the Lord Jesus, that'd be even better.
不管什么梦能够帮助你起来好好读圣经，感谢主。
It doesn't matter what dream it is, if it can help you read the Word of God better, praise God.
要殷勤读圣经啊。
You need to be diligent in reading the Word of God.
那这两个不过都是预备的。
And these two things are about, preparing yourself.
而第三个是怎么样子能够活用主的话。
The third aspect is how to use the Word of God.
能够活出主的话来。
To live out the Word of God.
这是我们更大的挑战。
This is the greater challenge.
我想在圣经里面这个今天刘牧师也用了约翰福音第六章六十三节。
And,
我们一起来读
哈。John 3:63, let's read it together.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。弟兄姊妹，今天读经最重要的事情还不是在于我们熟悉圣经。
The most important thing is that you're not simply a Bible scholar.
而是能够把圣经读活了。
But you read it and it's alive.
那个圣经里面的真意，圣经里面的生命能够抓住我们。
The essence of the scripture and the life that is in the scripture can lay hold of us.
主说肉体是无益的。
It says the flesh profits nothing.
但是主说我对你们说的话 ，rhema 不光是 logos， 是 rhema 活泼的话。
But the words that I speak to you, the words that are rhema
是灵，是生命。
The spirit is life.
这样子的话语是能够真正帮助我们得到力量的。
These are the words that will give us strength.
这样子的话语是让我们可以出去服侍别人的。
These are the words that allow us to go and minister to others.
不然你随便翻再多的圣经，别人听了只会觉得累。
Unless, even if you're able to go to many different scriptures and quote it to someone, they'll just be exhausted and tired.
可是当一句话真正在我们里面从生命里面经过的时候
，But a particular word that really goes through us in life,
或者当我们在这里传达一个圣经的话，能够把它的生命信息带出来的时候
，And we can really bring out the essence of the life of the message of the Word of God.
弟兄姊妹，它就不一样了。
It will be different.
啊，所以我们今天不能够只是在字句上面来认识圣经。
We cannot just understand the Bible from the letters.
或者我们根本不熟就随便套用。
Or if we do not know it, what it really means, just utilize it.
就跟以前这个很多年以前一个老美跑到一个餐馆里面去。
And just like many years ago, a foreigner went into a restaurant.
啊，他是很会做手工，会勾衣服，会绣衣服的。
And he's very good at making crafts.
啊，他在中国店里面看见那个毛笔字写的真漂亮，他就把它给照起来，回家就照着。坐在自己的衣服上面。
And he saw these Chinese calligraphies in the store. He thought they were very beautiful. Took a picture and he wanted to make it on his own shirt.
一走到马路上不得了，大家都在笑他。
And he walked on the street. Everybody's laughing at him.
因八个字，价钱公道，美味可口。
And he saw these eight words that the price is reasonable and it's delicious.
And he 根本不知道什么意思。
And he have actually no understanding what the meaning of those words.
一样画葫芦就是了。
And again, he was drawing the same the.Special melon.
哎，我看见那个Aaron， 我就想起来他小的时候有一次，因为他两岁半，我跟念慈姊妹都在上班嘛。
And I remember this one story when Aaron was 2.5 years old. Sister Nancy and I were both working.
我们把他这个送到这个 preschool， 他哭得要命。
We took him to preschool.
感情丰富。
And he was, you know, just crying his eyes out. It was full of emotion.
我们很谢谢那个时候真雄的姐姐，她是说啊，我在里面一下子找不到人，我先帮你看看他。
And Uncle Ben's sister said, "Well, you can't find anybody right now. We'll take care of him for."
结果送去的第一天回来的时候，那个真雄姐姐就跟我们讲。
And the very first day that we took him there, and our sister told us.
她说我今天啊，为了要跟 Aaron 讲话。
And for I was trying to talk to Aaron today.
我就跟他讲说，你爸爸。是不是叫于红姐
？And I ask him, is your dad 于红姐？
他说没有想到，他两岁半这个小人一下子脸沉起来。红姐不是你叫的。
And all of a sudden, and all of a sudden he got really serious. He says, 红姐 is not something for you to say.
他说，那我应该叫他什么
？And then the auntie asked him, well, how should I address him?
他说叫爸爸
，call him daddy.
那就正好就是前一两天我对他的训话。
And that's what I had actually scolded him a couple of days ago.
因为念慈菜做好了，在厨房叫着红姐吃饭呢。
And a couple of days ago, Sister Nancy finished cooking and says, 红姐 time to eat.
啊，他这个小人就跑到我房间敲我们，红姐吃饭了。
He came to my office, knocked on the door and said, 红姐吃饭了。
所以我那天就骂他，我说红姐不是你叫的，叫爸爸。
I said, 红姐 is not for you, call me daddy.
他就完全 exactly quote 去教训别人的阿姨。
And he was exactly use my quote to go and scold other aunties.
你说我们今天讲到的人多少人都是这样子，对不对？
And a lot of the speakers are doing the same thing today.
哎呀，这个摸起来是以扫，声音是雅各。
And it feels like Esau, but it sounds like Jacob.
对啊，我们自己生命里面各方面没有被主得着，没有被改变，可是我们引用很多的东西。
Our life has not been changed, been transformed, but we utilize a lot of spiritual things.
有人问我读经的方法的时候，我最喜欢引用以赛亚书55章。
And every time somebody asks me what is the method that we use to study the Word of God, I often use Isaiah chapter 5.
我们先读第三节，一起读第三节，好不好？
Read verse 3 together first.
你们当就近我来，侧耳而听，就必得活。然后我们现在倒回来读第二节。
Come and read verse 2.
你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。哎，弟兄姊妹，这是我常常讲的哈，读圣经最重要的两件事情。
The two most important things when it comes to reading the Bible.
第一件事情是要来遇见那位说话的神。
The very first thing is come and meet the God who is speaking.
所以圣经上主也在这里教导我们，当就近我来。
The Lord is teaching us, you need to come and draw near to me.
所以不要只是跑到圣经面前，要跑到说话的神面前。
Don't come just to the Bible, but come to the God who is speaking.
带着渴慕，用最简单的信心来到说话的神面前。
With the yearning and the simplest of faith, and come to this God who is speaking.
弟兄姊妹，就像贝姊妹早上讲的，你任何的聚会，包括你个人跟神的这个灵修生活，神的同在是最重要的事情。
Sister Barker says that even in your own spiritual pursuit or any meeting that you attend,The most important aspect is the presence of God.
不要急着坐下来就读圣经。
Do not rush and go sit down and read the Bible.
就算只花两分钟时间。
Even if it's 2 minutes.
你先调频把自己的心带回到主的同在中。
Come and tune your heart into the presence of God.
你来到说话的神面前打开圣经的时候。
Come to this God who is speaking and then open your Bible.
你打开圣经就好像把天打开来了。
You open the Bible like you open the windows of heaven.
你好像把天窗给打开来了。
The windows of heaven is open to you.
让说话的神对我们说话。
That the God who speaks will speak to us.
所以我说真实的读经第一件事情我们要渴慕更多，虽然不见得每一次。
And real reading are desired.Desires more.
我们求神帮助我们越来越多次我们读经是来到说话的神面前。
We ask the Lord that more and more often that when we come and study the Bible, we're coming to a God who speaks.
就近我来。
Draw near to me.
侧耳而听。
Listen.
就必得活。
And you will live.
读经第二件重要的事情。
The second important thing.
要让圣经改变我们的生命，影响我们的生活。
The Bible has to transform our life and influence the way we live.
我们的生命要被主的话来改变。
Our lives have to be transformed by the Word of God.
今天早上刘牧师也说，主的话如果没有改变我们。
Pastor, they also said this morning, if the Word of God does not transform you,
你还是你，圣经还是圣经。
You are still who you are, the Bible is still what the Bible is.
弟兄姊妹，让圣经来改变我们。
Allow the Bible to change us.
改变我们的生命。
Change our lives.
影响我们的生活。
Influence the way we live.
所以当我们听见多种的多收的时候。
We hear that with those who sow more will also reap more.
走出门就开始撒种了
Go out that door and begin to sow.
不要再只是听到而不行道了
Don't just listen to the words and don't be doers of the words.
而你发现当你在主面前这样子读经的时候
And you realize that as you begin to study the word of God
他说你留意听我的话就能得吃那美物
If you listen to my words and you're going to eat what is good
得享肥甘
You enjoy the fatness
心中喜乐
And your hearts will be rejoicing.
你发现主不仅仅改变我们的生命
The Lord not only transformed our lives
他影响我们生活优先顺序生活的 lifestyle
But influence our priority and our lifestyle
他也影响我们的心情和心境
And our attitude and our condition of our heart
让我们得享肥甘心中喜乐
That means we may enjoy the fatness of his words and our hearts may rejoice
真的是应该我们 everyday daily life 我们都应该非常喜乐的从宝座面前回来的
And every single day we should have this coming back from the throne of God
你就算只读了一节圣经都好得很
Even if you only read one verse
在主的面前读
Read it before the Lord
带着渴慕的心读
With a longing heart
带着信而顺服的态度读
With a heart that is of faith and willing to obey
带着一个谦卑愿意让主改变的态度来读它
And a humble heart willing to be changed
弟兄姊妹你就发现我们会不一样的
Brothers and sisters, you'll discover it will not be the same
所以从某一面来说我们基督徒是在做一个心灵医生的工作
From a certain perspective the Christians are doing the healing of the heart
所以当医生的人如果不熟悉配方怎么开药、
啊、If a doctor do not know the medicine well, how can he write a prescription?
所以我们圣经不要只是有知识，要能够活用，真是知道在什么场合我们该用什么话去服侍别人。
So we can't just have mere knowledge of God's word, but know how to use it in what condition.
怎么样子的人需要怎样的话去帮助他
？What kind of person needs which words of the Lord?
啊，这个药是不是只是病好跟病不好？这个病好是得永生的，病不好下地狱的。
And this prescription is not just good or bad. It's good, it has to do with eternal life. It's bad, it has to do with going to hell.
所以我们福音组的同工们挑战很。
So the co-workers in the gospel group, we have a very big challenge ahead of us. And we all need to
要活用主的话
be diligent and use the word of God.
以前有个主日学老师教孩子们的时候
There was a Sunday school teacher that taught the kids this way.
我觉得这样子的老师真的是蛮有意思的
And I thought that these teachers are actually very
他带了很多厨房洗碗的那个软手套
Interesting. She brought a lot of these gloves.
他发给每一个小朋友一个
And she gave every child a pair of gloves.
好的小朋友
He said, okay, children,
你拿着这个手套
you have this glove, these gloves
手不可以放进去
you cannot put your hands in, though.
就拿着这个手套
get a hold of these gloves.
你怎么样子把圣经拿起来
how do you pick up the Bible?
你怎么样子举起圣经来
how do you lift up the Bible?
没有一个孩子可以做
nobody knew how to do that.
因为手套是软
because the gloves are very flimsy.
没有力量
it has no strength.
没有生命在里面
there's no life in it.
所以他就告诉他们
So the Sunday school teacher taught him.
你不把生命放在其中
If you don't put life inside the glove,
你不可能掌握主的话，你不可能高举主的话。
You cannot lay hold of the word of God.
你必须把你的生命放进去的。
You have to put your life into it.
不然的话，你就像空手套，你拿不起圣经，你举不起它了。
Like an empty pair of gloves, you cannot lift up the word of God.
兄弟们，虽然这是一个小小的比喻，但是对孩子们印象却是非常的深刻。
It's a very small parable, but it has a deep impression on the kids.
今天主的话必须把你的生命放进去的。
The word of God requires you to place your life.Into it.
主的话才能够真实的改变我们。
Then it can really change you.
而第四件重要的事情。
The fourth important thing.
让我们生命丰富。第四件重要的事情。
The fourth thing that would bring a fullness into our life.
就是我们在这里所讲到的约瑟。
And the Joseph that we talked about.
虽然他经过了这么多的苦难。
He's gone through so many trials.
约瑟的苦难我们没有空去讲他。
We don't even have the time to talk about everything he's gone through.
但是就像我在这里列的诗篇的经文66篇12节。
And the psalm that I the note in your outline.
神使人坐车压过我们的头。
And he has caused man to ride over our head.
我们虽然经过水火，却让我们到丰富之地。
We went through fire and through water, but you brought us out into rich fulfillment.
因为这边神借着各样的环境。
The Lord uses all sorts of circumstances.
一面来说，他洁净我们这个人。
In the one hand, he is purifying us.
他需要先洁净我们这个人的生命。
He needs to purify the life within us.
不然我们不能被他用。
Or else we cannot be used by him.
另外一面，他借着环境来丰富我们的生命。
On the second hand, he's using our environment to bring fullness into our life.
洁净太重要了。
And it's so important to be cleansed.
所以主的话。来洁净我们的生命。
The word of God comes to cleanse us of our lives.
少年人用什么来洁净他的行为
？Young man, what shall you use to cleanse your heart?
弟兄姊妹，神用他的话洗净我们。
The Lord uses His word to wash us.
以前我讲过一个故事哈，一个妈妈不在家。
And I told a story one time. A mom once left home.
爸爸在后院做事情做得很辛苦。
The mom went out and dad was working the backyard diligently.
小女孩效法她妈。
The little girl was to imitate her mom.
跑到冰箱里面要帮她爸爸倒一杯那个冰的 orange juice 给她爸爸喝橘子汁。
Wanted to go to the fridge and pour out a glass of orange juice for her.
因为她妈妈把那个所有的杯碗什么都放得太高，她拿不到。
And because all the dishes are put on very high in the cabinets, she couldn't get a hold of it.
这个天下无难事。
And there's nothing too difficult under the sky.
所以他突然想到跑到院子里面去把他家那个大花狗用的那个花盆拿来。
So she realized that there was another container out in the backyard where the dog drinks from.
他倒了 pure 的冰的他爸爸最想喝的 orange juice 进去。
She poured the ice cold orange juice that her dad loves the most in that container.
为啥你是爸爸喝不喝？不喝，几乎喝不，也不喝。你快点。Father to be, 喝不喝？喝啊！弟兄姊妹，我们不敢喝嘛。
You probably won't drink it.
东西太好了。
The content is very good.
行为感动我们。
And the act moves us.
但是我们不能喝。
But we can't drink it.
因为器皿不洁。
Because the vessel is not clean.
弟兄姊妹啊，今天我们在这里要能够真正为神做一个祭粮的人。
And to be someone that can usher or pass out food for God.
我们这个人需要被神洁净。
We the person needs to be purified by God.
读了话来洁净。
Let the word of God cleanse us.
洁净我们的心思，洁净我们的行为。
Cleanse our thoughts, our mind, and our acts.
炼净我们的生命
to purify our lives.
而更重要的事情，主借着这一切的环境，让我这个人丰富。
And more importantly, the Lord uses our circumstances to enlarge us.
田地要丰收
and for the land to be full and abundant.
让种子撒下去，能够丰丰富富的结实。
So that the seed, when it is sown, that it can really grow and produce.
就我的属灵的经历来说，有两个不可少的经历。
From a spiritual perspective, an experience that we cannot do without.
一个是浇灌的经历。
One is the experience of the outpouring.
一个是生根的经历。
And the second experience is taking root.
需要雨水浇灌这个地。
We need the water to come upon this land.
我们需要用犁挖田地，要来生根，让土松软。
We need to plow the ground and loosen the soil that the earth, that the roots can dig in.
这两节圣经我们都看一下好吗
We'll look at these two verses.
雨雪从天而降并不返回却滋润地土使地上发芽结实使撒种的有种使要吃的有量。以赛亚书55章第10节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10.
这是雨水从天而降非常重要的目的。
This is a very important purpose why the rain comes from heaven.
我们再看下一节。
Next verse.
诗篇129篇第二节到第三节这是讲到生根的经历。
Psalm 129 verse 2 to 3 talks about the experience of taking root.
十字架在我们生命里面耕种的经历。
And the process of the cross planting in our life.
他说从我幼年以来敌人屡次苦害我却没有胜了我。如同浮犁的在我背上浮犁而根根的犁沟四长哎呀你知道诗人写这句话的时候他心里面真是百感交集
When the psalmist writes this particular verse he is a very burdened inside his heart
因为他的遭遇是一生坎坷
Because for all the days of his life it has been very hard
他从幼年开始仇敌就来逼迫他
From his youth, his enemy came and oppressed him.
他从幼年开始，他的背就好像有那个犁一样在他身上生根。
And he used an expression that on his back there were four furrows that were dug.
弟兄姊妹，从人来看，好像这是一个很深的受苦的经历。
And from a man's perspective, this is something that's very, very painful.
然后从属灵的方面来说，这是我们生命丰富必经之路。
And from a spiritual perspective, this is the path of the maturity of our spiritual life.
请大家不要担心，神从来不甘心叫人受苦的。
Everybody, please don't worry. God will not allow us to suffer in vain.
但是神允许苦难临到我们的时候。
But he allows these things to come into our life.
神允许十字架的经历在我们身上。
He allows the experience of the cross to come into our life.
其实是为了让我们这个人能够松软。
For the sake that we may be loosened up.
我们把这个浇灌的经历跟生根的经历合起来在我们的手册上最后一节经文。
We take this watering experience and taking root experience, we combined it and put it in a verse in our outline.
诗篇65篇第9节到第10节。
In Psalm 65.
我们一起来读好不好你眷顾地降下透雨使地大得肥美神的河满了水。你这样浇灌了地好为人预备五谷你浇透地的犁沟润平犁脊降甘霖使地软和其中发展的蒙你赐福弟兄姊妹在这里讲到的浇灌降下透雨
And again it talks about the outpouring of the thorough rain
在这里讲下的润平犁脊
It talks about softening of the soil
这么平衡的把十字架的工作跟圣灵的浇灌结合在一起
And it asks,combine the delicate work of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the work of the cross and put them together.
在我们人生的路上我们需要被圣灵常常充满
And in this spiritual journey, oftentimes we need to be filled and have the work of the cross.
我们也需要主在环境上让我这个人能够破碎被带到实地。
And that in our environment that we may be broken and be brought to the Golgotha.
今天刘牧师说他没有讲那个得生命并且得了更丰盛的秘诀到底在哪里。
And Brother Lil this morning then give us the secret of getting life more abundant.
其实圣经上讲得很清楚。
But the Bible is actually very, very clear.
死在我们身上发动。
And when death is at work in us.
生就在别人身上发动。
But life is at work in others.
让基督的死藏在我们身上。
But the life, the death of Christ may often be on us.
也让基督的生，他的生命也能够藏显在我们身上。
But the life of Christ may also be manifested through us.
所以记得我上次讲的吗？死得越快，跑得越快。记得这句话吗？
And remember the words that I said, the sooner you die, the quicker you'll run.
属灵的路上成长跟跑死得越快，长得越快，死得越快，跑得越快。
The spiritual journey that we are on right now, the quicker you die, the faster you'll run.
当我们真舍己的时候
，when we really lay down ourselves,
哎呀，你发现我们生命丰富了。
We begin to discover that our lives are enriched,
因为不再是我了，乃是基督了嘛。
Because it's no longer I, but Christ.
所以你肯在这个环境上舍己，你就赚到基督。
So on this particular matter, you want to lay down yourself, you gain Christ.
你在那个人际关系上，你肯舍己，你就得着基督。
On that particular relationship, you're willing to lay down yourself and you lay hold of Christ.
死一发动，生就在别人身上发动。
When death is at work in our lives, then life is at work in others.
夫妻吵架争那口气，你先舍己。下宝座，你就发现生在你们中间出现了。
When couples argue, you're willing to just be quiet, not speak. You feel like the word, all of a sudden the Lord's throne is established.
所以去年我在香港跟一些年轻人讲，我是香港的弟兄姊妹啊，你们碰到面不要再说假爸，不是假爸没，那是台湾话。那广东话不要再问说吃饱了没。
When I went to Hong Kong, I met brothers and sisters. I said that when you see one another, don't ask each other, are you full?
啊、你应该问说你最近死到哪里去了
？You should ask him, where have you died to?
弟兄姊妹该死
，Brothers and sisters, we need to be dead.
啊，这个中国话讲的不好听，可是你属灵听的话就是非常属灵的话。
And the saying is not very pleasing to the ear, but spiritually, yes.
该死
you know, ，We should die.
一死，生命出来了。
And as soon as you die, life begins to grow.
一死，问题解决了。
And when you're dead, the problem is solved.
啊，中国话说爱是死去活来。
And the Chinese saying has the saying that you love to death. Death and...
我们属灵的是什么
？Spiritually, what does that mean?
爱的去死来活。你去死了，大家都还活了。
And when you go and die, then everybody will live.
所以弟兄姊妹啊，这些这个不要再认为老婆骂你了哈。
Don't just focus on the wife scolding me.
那是耶和华差他来骂我们的。
The Lord has sent her to come and scold me.
来提醒我们的。
And to remind me.
你这个老不休。
And you never change.
你赶快休。
Hurry up and fix yourself.
Stop yourself. 你真的把你自己停下来休下来。
If you really pause and stop yourself,
那就不一样了。
Then it'll be different.
对弟兄姊妹，我们求主帮助我们。
And we ask the Lord to help us.
在每一个环境里面，我们看见十字架积极的。
And we see in every circumstance what the cross is doing.
十字架并不代表受苦。
The cross doesn't necessarily mean suffering.
受苦更不见得代表十字架。
And suffering doesn't necessarily equate the cross.
十字架是一个非常积极的意义。
The cross is very, very positive.
它是一个荣耀的替代。
It's a glory, something that replaces glory.
就叫做不再是我。乃是基督，这是十字架的真谛。
Call no longer I, but Christ. This is the true meaning of the cross.
如果没有这个
，if you don't have this,
再大的苦难白受的。
No matter how big of a tragedy you go through, you got through the loss in vain.
生活在这个原则里面。
If you really live in this principle,
就算你外面没有出车祸，没有遭遇什么苦难灾难，我们生命一样可以丰富。
You have no car accident, no problems on the outside, your life can still mature.
这是李弟兄说的最大受恩之法。
This is what Brother Nee says, this is the greatest mean of receiving the greatest blessing.
活在圣灵的管制底下。
Come under the control of the Holy Spirit.
他调度万事。
He directs all things.
叫万事互相效力。
That all things will work together.
让我们生命被改变。
That our lives may be changed.
叫爱神的人得着益处。
That those who love the Lord may, that would be good for those who love the Lord.
叫我们生命能够荣上加荣的像主。
That our life may become more and more glorious. Maybe like the Lord.
两个，这是我最后讲到的这件事情，生命丰富的第四个点。
And this fourth point of having an abundant life.
它其实是两个点 work together.
It's actually two points coming together and work together.
你不能只有十字架的经历而没有圣灵的经历。
You can't just have the experience of the cross and not have the experience of the Holy Spirit.
那个生根生得非常的辛苦的。
And it's very, very hard for you to plow through.
而且你也不能只有圣灵的经历却没有十字架生。
You can't just have experience the Holy Spirit, no experience of the cross.
主为我们降下透雨来。
The Lord has sent forth this abundance.
主在我们身上厘清所有的厘己。
And then in us, He has removed all the hard ground.
是第大
that all of this land is ready to yield its produce. And I pray that we will all cry out to the Lord. Zechariah has this outcry. Chapter 10, verse 1.
他说, 我们一起来读, 当春雨的时候, 你们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨, 祂必为众人降下甘霖, 使田园生长菜蔬。 弟兄姊妹，我们都知道这是一个春雨的时代。
And brothers, we know that this is a season for rain.
秋雨已经过了。And
the rain in the fall has gone.
就对教会的历史来说，我们现在是在春雨的时代。
We're in the time of the spring rain.
当春雨的时候,
when the spring, the season of the spring rain comes,
闪电的耶和华求雨,
we need to call on to the Lord who,
我们跟主说，主，我们里面干旱已经够久了。
Who makes storm clouds and said we've been in this drought for so long.
主啊，周围都是干旱啊。
It's a drought everywhere we look.
我们求你降下透雨来。
Send forth a thorough rain.
我们向神求透雨。
We ask the Lord of a thorough rain.
当神透雨降临的时候。
And when this rain does fall,
弟兄姊妹，流泪撒种。
Those who go out weeping
都要欢呼收割,
will return rejoicing.
带着种子流泪出去的,
and those who go out with seeds weeping
要欢欢喜喜, 带着喝口水,
and will bring the sheaves in joyfully.
我们一起唱一首诗歌, 648首,
648,
恩雨降恩雨, 这是一首祷告的诗歌,
prayer.
,648首,恩雨降恩雨。 的时候，我里面都有一种说不出来想要哭的感觉。
And every time I sing such a hymn, inside of me, I just want to begin to cry.
因为我觉得它副歌完全说出我们里面的情形。
And the refrain often talks about the condition inside of us.
是的，我们虽然蒙恩已经略微滋润了。
And yes, we have been blessed, and we are ready.
但是我们还渴望大赐恩雨。
But we want a shower of blessing.
在我们里面还有很多刚硬的地方不肯让神经过。
There's a lot of hard areas in our lives that the Lord cannot go through yet.
在我们里面还有这么多土浅石头地是种子没有办法掉进去的。
There's still many areas where the earth is shallow and it's very rocky.
在我们里面有这么多的荆棘混杂在我们的里面。
There are a lot of thorns within our lives.
我们需要主为我们降下透雨来。
We need the Lord to send forth the rain.
使地软和。
A shower that was
soft to the earth. 让我们的心在主的面前能够被软下来。
Our hearts may be soft before the Lord.
而当那个犁从我们身上经过的时候。
And when the plow is going through us.
它能够在我们里面带下生根的生活。
It may bring forth a life that may allow the seed to root.
它能够在我们里面带下更深的生命来。
A deeper life within us.
弟兄姊妹，今天晚上都是我们向神祷告的时候。
Francis, this is time for us to come and cry out to the Lord.
我不晓得你对你目前属灵的情形满不满意。
I don't know if you're satisfied with your spiritual condition today.
甚至我不晓得你对你目前家庭生活满不满意。
And I don't know if you're satisfied with your family life today.
甚至我不知道你对你整个人生你满不满意。
I don't know if you're satisfied with your life today.
我们需要来到像发闪电的耶和华面前向他求雨。
We need to come to the Lord who sends forth the storms.
这是一个春雨的日子。
And these are the days of the spring rain.
看见今天晚上所有渴慕被圣灵充满的人。
And everyone who desires to be filled by the Holy Spirit.
所有渴慕被春雨浇灌的人。
And everyone who desires to be filled by the spring rain.
所有渴慕在主的面前得到复兴的人。
And everyone who desires to be revived by the Lord.
所有在主的面前想要脱离自己软弱和贫穷的人。
And all those who want to stop.Depart from their own weakness.
或者所有想要起来答应神的呼召，加入这个属灵粮食争夺战的人。
And anyone who wants to rise up to the calling of the Lord to be partaker of the gathering of the food for God.
当我们在唱，我们只唱第一节，然后就一直唱副歌了。
We'll sing verse one and we'll repeat the refrain.
如果你愿意的话，到前面来。
If you're willing, just come forward.
我们可以找个地方跪下来，我们跪到神的面前。
Find a place and kneel before the Lord.
你如果夫妻想一起，或者有同伴一起都可以，有小组一起也可以。
Couples, companions, and your small groups, you can all come together.
当春雨的日子，让我们向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
The day of spring rain calls to the God who sends the storm.
我们软弱已经够长久了。
We've been weak for too long.
我们求主今天晚上给我们都带来一个突破。
We ask the Lord to bring forth a
从来没有被圣灵充满过的，我们求主今天晚上充满我们。
A breakthrough for us. We have been filled by the Holy Spirit. Be filled tonight.
贝教士11岁还没被圣灵充满，被他妈妈责备。
Sister Walker wasn't filled by the Holy Spirit by the age of 11. She was reminded by her mom.
今天我们是否曾经被圣灵充满？
Today have you been filled by the Holy Spirit?
我们是不是常被圣灵充满？
Are you often filled by the Holy Spirit?
但是今天晚上我们的心田像天都是开的。
We pray that today the windows within us are open towards heaven.
春雨的日子，
The days of spring rain.
让我们来向发闪电的耶和华求雨。
Come and cry out to the Lord who sends forth the storm.
今天晚上就在这个时候降下透雨来。
Today a shower would be sent.
我们再唱第一节。
The first one.
再次来唱。
Please sing.
圣灵恩有如大雨，你到前面来吗？
你一去，就主恩与同当陪你，我们必得到福气。恩与救恩。
在附近坐下跪下都可以，我们一起向发闪电的耶和华来求雨。
Everybody come cry out to the Lord who sent the storm。
主耶稣既然他在我们中间，
Lord if you are indeed our man，
我们决定不让主随便离开我们，而我们仍然软弱。
Do not allow us to leave casually that we're still in our weakness。
今天晚上我们像雅各一样，我们跟主来摔跤。
Tonight we wrestle with the Lord as Jacob has done。
你若不祝福我，我不愿意不甘心让你离开我。
Lord if you have not blessed me I do not want you to depart。
今天晚上圣灵大大的来浇灌我们，
Holy Spirit, the fullest of grace,
面对面的来遇见我们，
to meet Him face to face,
断开我们所有的锁链，
break every chain that binds us.
不仅仅在这里赦免我们一切的罪和亏欠，
not only to forgive of all of our sins or our shortfalls,
今天晚上来释放我们，
but to release us.
好，我们请贝教师、连师姊妹跟方言弟兄，你们可以随着圣灵的感动祈福，啊，为旁边的弟兄姊妹祷告。
Pastors, move according to the Holy Spirit. Pray for those needs.
我们中间。当地的人，你小组或是所关心的弟兄姊妹，可以陪他祷告去。
Small group leads, feel free to pray with your members.
但是我们之前都有自己向神重生的呼求。
Everybody, we have our own personal outcry towards the Lord together.
Hallelujah, 我们同声开口向主祷告。
Everybody, we just lift up our voices to the Lord, to our Heavenly Father.
我们请四旬姊妹就一直为我们弹这条歌。
耶稣，我们谢谢你，因为你太愿你充满每一个人。主耶稣，我相信你要做你奇妙荣耀的工作，在每一个人的身上。哈利路亚，哦，哈利路亚。主耶稣，你愿你满足我们的心，用你自己的灵，用你自己的同在满足我们。哈利路亚，哦，我们要呼求你，主耶稣，你我们要开口，主耶稣，你就会充满大大的张口，你就充满我们。哈利路亚，哦，主耶稣，我们谢谢你，谢谢你已经充满那么多的人，历世历代。今天是弟兄姊妹们的机会，得到你，得到你很丰富，我们很需要你，主耶稣，你会做你奇妙的工作。哈利路亚，哦，耶稣赞美你，我们谢谢你，只要很单纯的来到他的面前，对他说，耶稣我要你，耶稣我要你， I want you Jesus, Jesus I want you to fill me, He will fill you。哈利路亚，他会做工，需要一个突破， A breakthrough in your heart。He wants to do it. It's the promise of the Father， 是天父的应许。天父不会说谎，耶稣也不会说谎，是天父的应许。The promise of the Father to everyone。你不需要看你配不配，我们都不配。这个是主耶稣要给我们的，哈利路亚。他到天堂去，就是为这件事，要天父的应许赐下在我们每一个人的身上，哈利路亚。He will fill your heart today to overflowing。现在主要充满我们每一个人，你领受。接着说主耶稣，我现在要领受。我现在开门，我那个时候被圣灵充满，外面没有什么大的声音，有的人是有大的声音，可是外面没有什么大的声音，可是里面一个突破。哈利路亚，哦，他愿意给你，你对他说，耶稣，我现在领受，我现在接受，你开始做那个工。总是需要一个开始，可是以后会越来越丰富。今天我也是虽然很多年被上面充满，我要更丰富的。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哈利路亚，哦，巴拉巴吉利亚，巴拉巴尤鲁鲁古吉苏苏鲁西亚拉塞卡巴拉巴吉利亚鲁鲁。Jesus, we praise you. Jesus, we love you. Jesus, we want you. Bless each one tonight. From the youngest to the oldest, 从最年轻的到年纪最大，要祝福每一位。哈利路亚，充满我，充满我，就出现。 在他的前面，他不知道是什么意思。后来他被提醒，很多年之前他透红萝卜，他说主耶稣，我一定要把这个事情弄清楚，要向他们认罪。后来他认罪之后，主大大的重生他。如果有主耶稣提醒你一件事，要掏空自己到他的面前。主耶稣，如果有一件事我还没有弄清楚，相信你要帮助我，我回去的时候一定要弄清楚，一定要向那个人认罪。主耶稣，要接近我们的心，接近我们，白如雪，他是在家里面中间，他爱你。
灵浇灌下来，让我们都直接来到你宝座前向你呼求。主啊，今天晚上就来充满我们，充满把我们全人浸透在你的同在中。主，让我们离开这里的时候我们再也不一样，我们带着耶稣的赦免，我们带着耶稣的悦纳，我们带着耶稣的同在，我们带着圣灵的充满和高抹离开这里。哦，让我们都成为属神的人。主啊，今天晚上一个都不漏掉，所有跪在你面前的没有人心向着你是关闭的。主啊，你在这个时候你为我们敞开我们这个器皿，大大的来浇灌我们。是的，在春雨的日子我们要向发闪电的耶和华求雨。哦，在这个时候你降下透雨来，哦，来滋润我们，哦，来使地土软和，哦，使我们能够撒种的有种，要吃的有粮。主啊，今天晚上你来得着我们，哈利路亚，完全的倒空，带上完全的充满，让我们今天在你面前再也没有任何的保留。哈利路亚。随着圣灵的感动带领我们有简短的祷告，哦，有迫切的呼求，让主耶稣在这个时候真的是向我们每一个人显现，复兴的火烧在我们中间，哦，圣灵的透雨降在我们的中间。